Hello?
Hi, is Anthony available?
Who's calling?
This is Steven. I'm with the Verizon billing office. It's about your account. We changed his numbers. We changed the phone numbers.
Oh, Anthony Sr. or Jr.? There's two of them.
I don't know. Whoever owns the Verizon numbers. There's three numbers on your account, and we changed them all to new phone numbers.
And what are they, please? May I have them?
Sure. The first one, it's the 1587 number. We changed that to 905.
You have the wrong Anthony. That is not us. I don't even know that number you're speaking of.
What? No, the one I just called you on. It's 7.
Right.
Yeah, it's changed. It's a 905 number now. It's Canada.
Canada?
Yeah, you have a Canada number now.
Why would I have a Canada number?
Because
I'm going to put my husband on. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you don't have to yell at me. You don't have to yell at me.
Because I don't know what you... There's a lot of scams going on, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Not,
you need to speak to my husband.
Not
hold
a
on.
Scam.
Do
I just...
Do you have a Canada number?
Change
hello?
Oh, hello, Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know what her problem was. I'm calling from the billing office with Verizon. I accidentally changed your phone numbers. Like, all... You have three lines. I changed them.
I don't. You want to know the truth? I don't have a Verizon phone.
Well, it was originally with us.
What's the phone number?
Well, your new phone number or your old phone number?
What's the old phone number?
The 1587 number. That's the one that would normally be this number.
Okay, yeah. This is my phone number, so I don't know who you're from.
Well, no, it's changed.
Okay.
It's changed to a new phone number.
Why did you change my phone number?
Well, hey, look, can you tell your wife in the background just to shut the fuck up? Like, because we're talking?
Oh, time out, pal. Whoa, time out. Okay, time out.
What do you mean time out?
So
I ain't
this
no
phone
fifth
call is kind of over, because nobody talks like that.
Well, no, your wife was yelling at me, and now she's yelling at you
care.
While you're on the
I
phone.
I don't care. You know what? There's 1,000 scams a day.
It's not a scam.
I don't know if you're a scam or not. Listen, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. Your number doesn't work anymore, and if anyone tries to call you, they're
going to... Well, how come somebody just called me?
Because I called you on your new phone number. You have a new phone number. It's in the
905. I don't have a new phone number.
Yes, you do.
I got my old phone number.
No, I'm calling from the billing center. Tell her to shut up.
Excuse me.
Just tell her to shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse me. What the... All right, I tell you what. Put your supervisor on.
I can...
Put your supervisor. No. I want to talk to your supervisor.
Okay, let me get her. It'll just be a minute, okay?
Let me get your supervisor.
I'm getting the supervisor. Just give me a second.
Okay, let me get your supervisor. I won't talk to you anymore.
Carol, did you pick up line 3? Some asshole. 3.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Yes, I want this guy fired.
What? Who's this?
Okay,
I'm sorry, I don't know what...
I want whoever I was talking to fired.
Oh, no, that's Gary. He's fine. He's just,
Yeah, well, he just told me to tell my wife to shut the fuck up.
No, sir, you don't need to curse with me. I'm the supervisor.
No. I'm not cursing at you. I'm telling you what your guy told me.
Okay, I don't even
know. That's what he told me. I tell you what. I want Verizon notification to send me an email that they changed my phone number.
Okay, and we'll give you the 3 new phone numbers. It looks like Gary...
No, I don't want a new phone number.
No, you get...
If they change my phone number, then I'll have to cancel my service, and I'll have to go to Time Warner now.
Okay, look, I'm sorry, but Gary made a mistake, and he accidentally
changed
your
numbers. No, there's no mistake. He cursed at my wife.
Yeah, but he accidentally changed your phone numbers.
Time out. He cursed at my wife. Do you allow... So you must be a scam.
I don't think Gary would do that.
Okay, no. Listen to me.
I know.
Okay, you have to be a scam. You know why?
Why?
Because my Verizon would never, ever, ever on the phone tell my wife to shut the F up.
Well, Gary's just having a rough week. He's going through a divorce.
Whoa, time out. I want Gary fired.
Well,
I want Gary fired.
Well, you're not Gary's supervisor, so you can't fire
no,
him.
No, but I want... Then, you know what? Let me talk to your supervisor.
Well, he's on a different floor. I'd have to transfer
you
down.
No, I want to talk to your supervisor.
But what about?
Okay.
I didn't do anything wrong.
No, listen.
Don't address it.
I want to talk to your supervisor, or else I will report you as a scam.
Okay, let me get my supervisor. But can you tell that lady in the background to tell her to shut the fuck up, please?
See? There you go. You're saying it, too.
No, there she goes. She keeps, like, blabbering.
See? Here we go.
You need to tell her time out. Tell her time out.
Okay, I'm calling Verizon right now. I am going to call Verizon and tell them that there is people within their organization cursing on the phone.
Okay,
because we do not curse in my family. We do not do that.
You just say time out a lot.
And you, not only you have cursed, okay, but your guy has cursed.
I know, but that's Gary. He's going through a divorce.
Time out, pal. Whoa, time out. Time out. Time out. Okay. Whoa, time out. Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 609. It's brought to you by 6 Week Tenure, Jason B., The Stunning Kruger Effect, Shrink Man, and Another Prank Call Show. Those are a few of the supporters at patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, thank you to the new people who've signed up recently on the Patreon, like Perrin B., Jason W., Paul H., Kieran B., Icelandic Potato, Jenna L., Matt L., Total Second, and Green Box Media. Hopefully at least a few of those people are enjoying the extra shows every week. And thank you to Apollo for that song on the beginning, that timeout song. I'd kind of forgotten about that call. That call was nuts. Thank you for putting that together. I have important news about stickers. If you're following me on Twitter, you know that I finally got that last sticker order in, the Chrome sticker, so I was able to send out all of the stickers, sort of, almost. There's a small issue. You guys ordered too many stickers. So I kind of ran out near the end, and some of you aren't going to be getting your full orders right away. It might be another month, because I have to order more stickers now. I made sure to send out stickers to everybody that had ordered them, just, you know, maybe not quite your full order. So if you ordered stickers, there is something on the way to you in the mail. I put those in the mail on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure everybody got all of the designs. It's just that you may have not gotten all of the stickers you wanted. You know, maybe instead of 10 stickers, you got two of them. There's a note inside your order explaining the situation. I tried to do them in the order they were received, so the people who ordered earlier are more likely to have gotten their full orders. And the people who waited too long, you just gotta wait. Sucks to be you, doesn't it? But don't worry, I won't forget. I've already got the envelopes all addressed and everything. As soon as the stickers arrive, I will be sending those out. Thank you once again to everybody that's ordered stickers. I made my money back, and I still have extra money to order another batch of stickers, but now I need you guys to buy more stickers again, so I'll make my money back again. I don't know, I basically made it back. It doesn't matter. It just sucks that I ran out. So if you want some Snowplow Show and Phone Loser stickers, you can send $5 via PayPal to show@snowplowshow.com, and it may take a month, but you'll get some stickers. I promise. I have two things I want to play before we get started today. First, there's this small clip of Distorted View from 3 days ago. Tim decided that it was okay for him to play my calls on his private shows that people pay for and charge people to listen to my pranks. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's awesome. He played one of the calls, and then he had this to say about the call.
Yeah, that name means nothing to me.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for another Sideshow exclusive podcast. At the top of the show, you heard Brad Carter making another prank phone call using my name, getting people all pissed off at Tim Henson. I'm sorry, Tim Henson. That's the name he uses whenever he plays an employee from, like, Bell South or some other telephone company. I absolutely think these calls are brilliant, and I'll tell you why. Brad has figured out that people really care about their fucking phone numbers. I was thinking...
All right, I'm not going to play the entire intro. You guys don't want to hear this. But if you want to hear Tim just gush on and on about me and how great I am, you should start listening to his show. He actually did this on two of his shows. One was one of his private shows, and the other one was one of his public shows. You know, he does the hobo sewed thing, too, but he calls them the sideshows. And his sideshow was January 16th. The public one was January 17th. I'll put a link to both of those in the show notes if you want to listen to Tim play some of my calls. And he puts awesome music behind them to make them better. I guess he thought they were too boring just to play on their own. Had to put music behind them. And the other thing I want to play is this call I made, I think maybe a week ago. It's a Arby's Bell prank, and Daisy was doing a show, Daisy Pendergrass. She does a show on her own channel, which is mixler.com/Daisy Pendergrass or Daisy's Dungeon, whatever she's calling it now, I don't know. But she was doing a show while she was driving around, and she stopped at an Arby's, and I asked her if I could have the Arby's ring their bell while she was in there. And it looks like this is a 4.5 minute call. But what's great about this is I was listening to her live stream and I was making the call. So you get to hear both parts of the audio. You get to hear her talking about it, I think, a little bit. I mean, she's mostly being quiet because she was sitting there in the Arby's lobby. So you're going to hear kind of double audio. You'll hear it happen on the phone first, and then you'll hear it louder on Daisy's end because Daisy is closer to the bell that they're ringing. And the lady I talked to, she is awesome. She sounds like a cartoon character. Just listen to this lady. She's amazing.
Arby's, this is Christy. How can I help you?
Hey, Christy. This is Kevin from the corporate office with Arby's.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Were you having problems with your bell there? You know, the bell that the customers ring?
The bell that they ring?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Oh, because we were showing it was off a few frequency levels. Is there any way you could go out to where the bell is? We just got to ring it, and I'm going to test it with some equipment here. Frequency levels.
Yeah, and then I got a question for you, because I'm actually trying to put a ticket in for my fryers, and the number that is on my, that's on the fryers, the little PFJ tag number, is not pulling anything up. And I can't even put a ticket in for it because when I try to put it under product Frymaster, it won't pull up. So I'm not sure I'm doing something wrong or what's happening.
I can look into that.
Okay, so I'm so glad you called. Hang on, let me go.
Only if you'll do the bell, though. Okay, well, are you going to be able to stay on the phone while you go to the bell?
No, unless you want to call me on my cell phone.
Well, we can just... can you ring it for about a minute straight? Because I can pick it up on the store's microphones that are up in the ceiling.
Okay. Technology bell. It's just like a regular bell.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I think the dome is off or something. Could you ring it for a full 60 seconds? Like... Ring it while you count to 60?
Yeah, I sure can.
And just do it as loud as you can so the microphone picks it up that's up in the ceiling.
Okay. All right, hang on.
Okay, thank you.
Now watch your ears. I'm out of-
So Daisy's sitting here eating. Oh, and there goes the bell.
Bow, bow.
That was Daisy. So now it's louder. That means we're picking it up on Daisy's stream.
Get it.
Well, was that for a full 60 seconds?
You want me to keep doing it?
Oh, yeah, for...
Okay, I'm sorry. I got people looking at me like I'm crazy. Okay, hang on.
Oh, it's 60 seconds. Count to 60, please.
Count to 60. Okay, hold on.
Thank you. And you're going to hear Daisy scream, which is amazing, while they're ringing the bell. So there it is, off in the background.
That was awesome.
In a second, Daisy's stream will catch up. There was a scream in the background. Daisy's just hanging out in an Arby's, screaming at the top of her lungs.
Okay, you can hear him for here.
Hey.
Hey. Hello?
Is it, I counted, is that good?
It looks, the computer's saying that you were 5 seconds short. You must have counted too fast.
Oh, gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It has to be 60 seconds.
Are you serious? Who is this?
I'm a prank caller.
I know you gotta be a prank caller, because there ain't no way.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I feel bad now, because you're so cool.
I'm so sorry. Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry I can't help you with the fryer.
Yeah, okay.
You're awesome, though. I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
Aw, thanks. She told me she loved me. That was a lot of fun, though. Thank you, Daisy, for giving me their number while you're hanging out there and eating your sandwich or whatever. Eating your sandwich and screaming at the top of your lungs. Daisy does like a billion shows every week. If you ever want to listen to her, be sure to subscribe to her on Mixlr at mixlr.com/DaisyPendergrass. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. I think that's everything I've got for the intro today, so let's get started with today's show.
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. If we don't make the first cases of the they will lose the account.
If your long distance sounds bad, get 30 free minutes of crystal clear fiber optic long distance. Call Sprint now and switch.
I've got a list here from Sarah, Sarah02. And she sends me lots of numbers. This one, I don't know when she sent it. I found it in my DocHub.com file list. It's a list that I've called off of before, but the date on it is 2016. It's a country club membership directory thing over on the East Coast. And I'm looking on the webcam, you know, like a live webcam of the city, and it looks very snowy there. I haven't done nearly enough snow calls this year, so I'm going to do some snow calls. And maybe I'll pretend to be from the country club. I don't know. I don't have any plans. I just want to do some snow calls.
Hello?
Hi, Ellen?
Yes?
Hey, this is your neighbor, Gary. I live over on Swift Street. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, do you think you could? Can you stop coming over to my house and writing things in the snow in my yard?
Oh, I don't. Okay, first of all, I don't know who you are.
Yes, you do. You're the one that keeps coming over to my house and writing stuff in the snow.
No, I don't.
Can you please stop?
I don't know who you are. Do not call me again.
I told you it's Gary, your neighbor. Did she say call again? Oh, I guess I won't call again, since she asked me not to.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes, James?
It's Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, you're my neighbor?
Yeah. Hey, do you think you could stop coming over here and writing on my car window in the snow and in the frost? Because that leaves marks on my window.
Where do you live?
I live over on Dunning. I'm the one that you keep coming over here and writing on my car window. Like,
where do you live again?
Over on Dunning. Like, how many people do you do this
Dunning
to?
Dunning Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't live near Dunning Road.
You don't live on you don't live on Pinecrest?
No, my father lives on Pinecrest.
Oh, listen, so your father's doing it. What's his problem?
What's your problem?
Well, I don't like
My father doesn't write in nobody's windows.
How would you know? You watch everything he does?
How about this? Give me your address. I'll come over and kick you in the fucking head.
Oh, you couldn't do that. I'd kick your
ass.
Really?
You're talking about my father? I don't know who you are. I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to stop fucking calling me. I'll kill you.
You just threatened to kill me and then you laughed? That's hilarious. Oh my God, it's his father. What the hell, Sarah? What's with this list? It's not even accurate. You'd think an old list from 2016 would still be accurate, but no.
Hello.
Hey, Robert?
Yes?
This is Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
You're my neighbor?
Yeah. I was wondering...
Your neighbor where, Steve?
I'm over on... Avenue. Look, can you just stop coming over here and writing on my car window in the snow? Because that leaves marks on my window. Can you please stop?
Sir. So wait. I've never written on your car window.
Oh, bullshit. No, I know it's you. I've got a Ring camera.
Sir.
What?
I just had double knee replacement.
Well, you need to stay inside and stop messing with my car window.
Sir, where do you live? Because I'm going to come up and talk to you.
I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you coming over at all. Just stay away from my house and my car.
I have not gone near your car. Sir, I cannot come up to your car right now. I just had both my knees replaced.
Okay, well, that's no excuse.
How could you even say that I would do that?
I don't know.
You got it wrong, dude. Hey, you got the wrong phone number.
Don't call me dude, chief.
Yeah, yo, come down here. I'll call you chief. Bullshit, don't call you dude.
Well, you're being kind of condescending, saying dude like that. Look, just stop.
Well, you accuse me of something that I didn't do.
Okay, well, settle down.
I'm sitting here, and I can't walk up there and do that. So why are you saying I did that?
Okay, well, just stop doing it. That's all I'm saying. It's not a big deal.
No, I didn't do it.
No, I
didn't do it.
Look, I have a Ring security camera. I can see you.
But it's not me.
Well, it's got to be you.
How do you know it's me?
It looks just like you.
It's not me.
I don't know. You've got a doppelganger
Want to talk to my wife and see if I've left my house today?
Oh, she'll probably back you up and just lie for you, so... Look, can you please stop? That's all I'm asking. Just please.
Where do you live?
I've told you so many times now. I live over on.
Yeah, on where? What street? What number?
Well, you know, it's just like right as you're coming off of your road, and you know, I'm like the blue house, and you always stop and you write on my car window, and you're writing like.
I have never written on your car window.
And you're writing like. Steve Dave loves Robert, like with a heart, and that's, you know, I'm straight. I'm not a homosexual.
I have no idea who you are. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, it looks like you, and they're putting your name on the window. You keep writing your name on my window.
It's not me. It is not me.
Okay, all right.
Have you not heard me? I just had both my knee joints replaced.
Oh, you keep saying that.
I could not have walked up to your house and done that. I could not have.
All right. Well,
I had surgery, sir.
Okay.
That would not allow me to do that.
Well, are you sending your wife up to do it then?
Oh, yeah. My wife's running up there and doing it.
Well, it seems weird that, you know, you guys are both just playing games on my car window. Just... Please stop. That's all I ask.
We're not playing games. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, don't say that. Did you guys hear that Robert had knee surgery in both of his knees? Remember that time he told us about that, like five times in one call?
Hello?
Hi, Jean?
Yes?
Hey, this is Gary. I'm your neighbor.
Gary, my neighbor.
Yeah, I noticed, like, footprints in the snow coming from your house, and you were, like, walking around my house, and, like, I don't know what that's all about, but can you not do that?
I don't know who you are.
I live up this, I'm on road, but, like, way at the end, you know, the blue house?
No.
Okay,
and
well.
I have not been walking anywhere on your property.
Well, somebody.
I don't know who you are.
Somebody from your house has. Can you please just tell everyone to cut that out?
No one's walking. Gary, what's your last name?
Why do you need that?
Because I don't know who you are, and you're accusing me of something that I can't say that I've done.
Okay.
Or
well, no,
that
I'm
anyone in my house has done.
I
don't know who you are, and I'd like to know what your last name is, Gary.
I'm sure it was, my last name's Walsh. I'm sure it was somebody there, though, because the footprints come straight from your house.
Well, maybe there were deer.
No, they're people footprints.
Okay, hold on a second, Mr. Walsh.
How come? Where are you going?
Oh, this is Mike. Can I help you?
Hey, Mike. I was just wondering, like, I don't know if it's you or that wife of yours, but, you know, I noticed the footprints, and you guys are walking around my house, like, creeping around.
Who are you?
I'm your neighbor.
Where do you live?
I already told that wife of yours that.
Well, I didn't stop saying your wife of yours. It's derogatory.
No,
where
it's
do
not.
You live?
I'm, like, at the end of the road in the blue house. And the footprints led straight to your house. I know it was you guys.
Where were you?
I'm like at the end of the road. You know, like the corner of Court Drive and an Oak Road.
The corner of where?
Look, just tell that wife of yours and you that just stop doing that.
Listen. You stay off my property. Nobody in my family has been on your property. No one.
I wasn't on your property.
There are footprints. Stay off my property. And I'm insulted by you saying that wife of yours.
I was only on your property.
Conversation is over.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Stay off my property.
Hey, I was never on your property, idiot.
Listen, I don't know who you are.
I just went to the edge of your property because that's where the footprints led. So just stay off my property.
No one has been back. Where is my... Where? In the front of my house? Well, in the back of my house?
You should know because you were the one that was here. It's either you or that wife of yours.
I wasn't... Who are you? Where do you live? What's your address?
My name is... I'm in the blue house. This is Steve Dave.
What blue house?
At the very... I already told you. Look, just follow the footprints. Why don't you do that? That's what I did.
What footprints? Where in the front?
The ones that you left. Maybe you slept walk or something, but it's in the snow.
Oh, this has got to be a joke. I don't know who you are.
It's not a joke. You're a joke. That's definitely the name of today's show, that wife of yours. He did not like that.
Hello?
Hi, Liz?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor. This is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, like round the corner.
Oh, okay.
What were you doing in my yard today?
Me?
I guess it was you. I followed the footprints in the snow, and it led to your house.
Wasn't me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it was definitely... It looked like female footprints. Can you... Like, I don't know what you're doing out here, but that's a little weird.
Well, first of all, I don't know who you are.
Oh, I live around the corner on Drive.
At 185?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, I mean, it's the only other house on...
Oh, yeah.
And it certainly wasn't me, because I wasn't home today.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe was it your husband or something?
I don't know.
I mean,
is there a problem? I mean,
no, it's
you can't just make assumptions that you know, it was us.
Well, it's not an assumption. I followed the footprints to your house.
Is there a problem? I mean, I wasn't home today, so I don't know
who was
out and about walking around.
It's probably Jeffrey then. Like, what's Jeffrey doing prowling around my house? That's weird.
Well, would you like to talk to him? I can put him on the phone.
Well, can you just tell him not to do that anymore? It's weird. It's like weird when I see footprints.
I'll tell you what. He's right here. I'll let you talk to him.
Okay.
I mean, you're selling your house, right? It's on the market, so
yeah, but
you know, there's going to be people walking around checking things out.
What are you guys buying or something? Like, what are you doing over here?
No, we're not buying, and I wasn't there. Hang on a minute. Let me talk to Jeff. He's right here.
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I don't know what that wife of yours is talking about, like, being all weird about it. I was just hoping you could, you know, not walk over around my house and prowl around like that. It's weird.
Who are you talking to, me?
Of course, yes. She put you on the phone, right?
I don't even know who you are.
Oh, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Over on...
Okay. I haven't been up and around your house since it's left.
Well, it's either you or that wife of yours.
My wife hasn't been prowling around your house.
Okay. Well, I don't know. The footprints led straight back to your house, to your property. So it must have been you.
It definitely was not me. When was it? Because that actually concerns me, because my alarm, I have a chime on my door, and about, you know, I'm going to say 12:31, it went off. I didn't even bother to look at it because I just figured it was the wind. Yeah, I'd check it out. It definitely wasn't us. My wife wouldn't be up there. And
maybe the alarm went off when your wife snuck out to go prowling around my house.
Dude, you're joking. All right, who is this?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. It's just, it's a little weird that you guys are, you two are coming out here and prowling around my house.
If you got a problem with someone prowling around your house, then go call the police, because it wasn't me and it wasn't my wife.
Well, right? You know, it's not like nobody broke in or anything.
It was nice talking to you, Roy. This is a great way to meet. Great way to meet you, also.
Well, what do I care? I'm moving out of the neighborhood. I don't give a shit.
Well, then good. Good luck with selling your house. Okay.
Okay. What? Thank you. What does that mean? Is that a threat? Oh my God, I feel threatened now. I looked at this one on Street View, and like it's like super far away. They're out in the country. They would have had to really have walked quite a ways to get to Roy's house.
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Yes?
Hey there. It's Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, yes. Hello?
Hey, I don't know what the snowman was about. How come you guys came over and built a snowman in our yard?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Steve Dave. You know, down a few houses.
And where are you calling from?
From my house.
And where's your house?
Like three houses down.
What's the address?
Why? Well, it's the one you built a snowman in the yard, or did you do that in everyone's yard?
Did not do that.
Oh, well, no, I know someone from your house. Can you please not do that again? It's weird.
I'm not even up north.
What does that mean?
What's the address?
Your address?
No, yours.
Oh, quit trying to trick me into my address. Like, you know what it is.
It's... Okay, what's the road? What road are you talking about?
Road.
We don't live on road. We moved.
Oh, okay. I wonder who that is then. The people you sold your house to, they're fucking weirdos.
Oh, I have no control over that, but we moved over a year ago.
Well, do you still have their number? Can you call them up and tell them to cut it out?
No, I don't.
Well, you don't, or you just don't want to?
I'm not going to. I don't know who you are.
Those people you sold your house to, they're fucking weirdos. They're, like, coming over and building snowmen in my yard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have no control over that.
Well, you should have checked.
Knock on their door.
You should have checked their background better before you sold them a house.
Hello?
Hi, Doris?
Yes?
It's your neighbor, Steve Dave?
My neighbor, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, how come you guys built that snowman in my yard today?
I didn't build any snowman.
Oh, yes, you did. No, I saw you on my Ring camera.
You saw me on your Ring camera?
Yes, building a snowman in my yard. I just, like, it's not a big deal.
Was I an old lady with cancer?
The Ring camera doesn't really pick up ailments and stuff.
If I had, like, a little silly hat on covering my head because I'm bald...
Well,
I
would
didn't go out of my house today.
I'd hope you'd have a hat on anyway. It's cold out.
I think that you have the wrong people.
Ma'am, I know it was you. Like, it's not a big deal.
Where do you live exactly? Tell me.
I just didn't understand why
tell
you're
doing... Tell me where you live. Where do you live?
I'm right around the corner from you on Terrace.
Around the corner?
Yeah.
Like, the first house where the used to live?
Yeah, that's the one. Like, you built a snowman. Like, it's the one you built.
There is no way in hell that I did. You are trying to ruin a neighborly friendship by saying this and accusing me of this.
Ma'am,
I'm a 71-year-old woman that doesn't go out building snowmen in people's yards.
I thought you were just trying to do something nice for me. I'm not trying to ruin anything.
No, thank you very much. I'll always remember this of you.
It's weird, though. No reason for her to be like that about the whole thing. Jeez.
Hello?
Hi, James?
Who's calling?
Well, Jesus Christ, that was a weird way to ask me. This is Steve Dave, I'm your neighbor.
Oh.
Holy
Hi.
Shit.
How you doing? Sorry.
Bite my head off.
I'm in the hospital. I'm in the emergency room. The phone has been ringing off the hook with various different people, and I didn't recognize the number.
Oh, okay.
This is my cell phone, and I use it for work, too.
Oh, wow. What if I'd been a client? You would have bit their head off.
Well, I'm a doctor in the hospital, so it's been and I've been getting calls all day.
Oh.
What can I do for you? What brings this call?
You built a snowman in my yard this morning. I wasn't sure why. I thought that was kind of weird.
What?
You built a snowman in my yard.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you did. No, I saw you on my Ring camera. I've got one of those cameras, and I mean, it's no big deal. Like, you don't have to deny it or anything. I thought it was cute.
It's not me. I didn't do it so bad. I went to work. I've been in the hospital.
Okay, well,
I'm in the hospital.
Well, maybe before you went to work, I guess, is before I woke up. Like, you had the snowman built out here.
I did not build a snowman in your yard.
Well, was it that wife of yours?
Is this a crank call? Who is this?
No, it's not a crank. I'm your neighbor. I wasn't sure what the meaning of the snowman was, or if you're just trying to be friendly, or... It's cute. I like it. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
I don't know what I have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm not happy that you're accusing me of doing something that I didn't do.
It's not an accusation. It's nice.
It's an accusation. It's not right. So we're going to end this conversation right now.
Oh, good. I don't care. But thank you for the snowman.
I didn't build a snowman. I haven't been there. I mean, I work in... I'm a doctor in...
Okay, well, yeah, good for you. Nice bragging there.
I did not build a snowman in your backyard. What makes you think it was me?
Because I saw you on my Ring cam. Like, are you just...
How do you know? What makes you think it was me?
Because I know what you look like. Are you sleepwalking or something? Is that it?
No, listen, you're mistaken. And before you start making accusations about things... Who is this? Where do you live?
It's not
an accusation.
It's not even an accusation. It's a snowman. Like it. I thought I liked it. I thought it was odd, so I was calling to ask why.
This must be a crank call. What is your name?
Steve Dave. I live here I'm on road.
What's your address?
Why?
I don't know who you are.
Okay, I'm at 46. Like up the street.
Oh. Okay. This is not appropriate. I'm not happy about this accusation. It wasn't me, and you're mistaken. And before you make accusations like this, you better check your facts.
You keep saying
so
accusation.
I'm going to end this phone call right now.
Good.
Please do not call me again. Actually, this is the weirdest phone call I've ever gotten.
I won't call you again because you'll probably bite my head off again. I'm so happy he was a doctor. I thought he was going to also tell me about cancer or crazy knee surgery or something like that, try to bum me out. But no, he's a doctor. Everything's fine. He's probably the guy treating Doris and doing knee surgeries and stuff.
Hello?
Hi, Andrew?
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor, Steve Dave?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Great. Hey, I was just wondering, why are you doing those snow angels in my yard, in my driveway?
Snow angels in your yard?
Well, in my driveway. You're coming over and you're doing snow angels on the ground? Like what's...
No, you must have the wrong neighbor. Who is this?
This is Steve Dave. I live here on court too. I just thought it was weird that you're doing snow angels, you and Eileen.
Steve, I don't live on court anymore.
Where do you live now?
I live over on street.
Okay. Well, why are you coming all the way to my house to make snow angels?
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's definitely you. I just don't see why you do that. Like, aren't you a little old for that?
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. I just thought it was weird, and I thought I'd ask why you're doing that.
Where do you live on court?
Like, which number?
Which number?
I'm over on the circle.
Yeah. And you think I came up to your place and did snow angels?
I know you did. Can you please not do that?
You know I did.
Can you not do that anymore? Because it thinned out the snow and then it made it all icy and slippery.
You got the wrong guy. I'm telling you right now. I haven't been on court in months. I'm telling you the truth.
I don't know.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever. I don't believe you or anything, but can you please not do it again?
You don't believe me? You don't believe me?
Just don't do it again.
Do me a favor. Don't say that. I haven't been over on court in months. I moved off court in June of 2018. You got the wrong guy. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but you're just across town. You could still come over and do that.
I'm just across town. I could come over and do that? Why would I want to do that?
That's what I want to know. Why would you bother to do this? Like,
why would you call me? I don't. This is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I was hoping.
What number court? And I'll come over there and talk to you right now.
Oh no, I don't want you coming over.
What number are you at right now?
It's the same one that you did the snow angel in my driveway. That's the one.
I did the snow angel in his driveway. I just don't understand why you think I did that.
Well, because I know you did it. It's not a big deal. I was just hoping you could not do it again.
You got the wrong guy. I'm telling you, if somebody did something to your driveway, you got the wrong guy. I'm telling you right now.
But I saw him on my Ring camera. It looks just like you. I'm sure it was
you. It looks just like me?
Yeah.
Do you want me to come over there right now? We'll straighten this ring right out.
No, I don't want that. Hey, can you tell that wife of yours to shut the fuck up in the background?
By the way, it's not my wife, it's my daughter.
Oh.
And if you use that language again, I will come over there, and I'll beat the living shit out of you.
Understand? Don't be like that. We should be neighborly. Come on.
Hello?
Hi, Ron?
Yes?
Hey, this is your neighbor, Steve Dave.
Who?
Steve Dave, your neighbor. Hey, I was wondering why you did that earlier. I saw you on my Ring doorbell camera.
Whoa. Who are you?
This is Steve Dave, your neighbor. I live on E2.
What's your address? What's your number?
I'm like way down the street. You know which one it is. You came over and you peed your name into the snow in my yard.
I did not. Who the hell are you?
No, I'm sure you did. I saw you on my Ring camera.
Yeah, well, why don't you email it to me?
Why? I don't want... why? Why do you want...
Who the hell are you? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
Look, it's not a big deal. It's just urine. I just don't understand why you did that.
No, it's not, because I didn't do it. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, it looked just like you, and they peed the name Ron into my yard.
Wait a second. What's your number on Road?
Why can't you just do that in your own yard?
What's your number on Road?
Like, why do you need the number? Like, you know where I live.
I'm going to report this to police because who the hell are you?
This is Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
Steve?
Yes.
Steve who?
Steve Dave. Like, why'd you pee your name into my yard? Why couldn't you just do that in your own yard?
Well, you know, you're driving me. Well, who the hell are you?
I keep telling you I'm Steve Dave.
Spell your last name.
D-A-V-E.
Steve Dave.
Yeah. Well, it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to cause problems or anything. I didn't understand why you did this.
I did not do this. Who the hell are you? What's your number on Road?
Who else would pee your name into my yard?
If you got me on camera, send me an email.
No, I don't have to. I don't have to do what you say, because you're a weirdo that's coming to my yard and peeing your name in my yard.
You're a crazy man. I get your telephone number. If this is a legit call, I'm going to have the police identify
you. You're the crazy one. You're coming over to people's yards and peeing your name into their yard.
What kind of joke is this?
You're a damn weirdo.
See you, buddy.
You need to get a life.
Hello?
Hi, Amy?
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor, Steve Dave.
Oh, yes, hi.
Hey, I was hoping you could talk to that husband of yours, Tim.
Uh-huh.
He came over to my yard and he peed his name into my yard.
What?
Tim came over and he peed his name into my yard. Can you ask him not to do that anymore, please?
My husband?
Well, is Tim your husband?
My husband is Tim.
Okay.
My neighbor Steve Dave.
Yeah, can you ask him to please stop peeing his name into my yard? I mean, it's like, you know, it didn't hurt anything, but it still is kind of weird.
I don't know who it is.
It's Steve. It's Steve Dave, your neighbor.
Steve Dave. What's your address?
Well, Tim would know because he came over and peed his name into my yard.
Tim peed his name into your yard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why are you repeating everything I say, but really weird?
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
I keep telling you, it's Steve Dave. Well, shit. At least I'm picking people with names that are plausible. You know, short names like Tim. And was Ron the other one? I think. Because you can't really do a long name like Michael. Unless you just have a really gigantic bladder. You're really talented. Of course, with Tim, you have to dot the I. That takes a little bit of skill. Hi, Marco?
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor, Steve Dave?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know what... Like, why you did that today, but can you not do that again?
What's that?
Pee your name into my yard? Into the snow?
What are you talking about?
Well, you peed your name.
What neighbor is it? What neighbor is this?
This is Steve Dave. You peed your name into my snow, and I don't know. I just thought it was a little weird that you did that, and it's not a big deal. It didn't hurt.
Well, I don't know who you are, but that's not me. So what neighbor are we talking about? And I would never do such a thing.
You're not Marco? Because, I mean,
I'm Marco, but I wouldn't do that.
Well, who else would pee your name into my yard?
I have no idea, but it wouldn't be me. What yard are you?
I'm just, like, down the street a little bit. Like, down by Lane.
I don't even know who you are or where you are. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I don't even know you either. Like, that's what makes this extra weird.
You're,
like, peeing your name into the snow and then putting a heart around it.
That's a 53-year-old guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's real cute, Marco. Yeah. Like, can you please not...
Yeah, well, you know what? Is this a prank? Are you messing with me?
No, I'm not messing with you. I was hoping you could not do it again. I thought you were messing with me.
Well, you know why? You know what? I didn't do it, so...
Well...
Either you're just messing with me, and this is somebody just who's pranking me.
It seems unlikely that someone else would pee your name into my snow.
Tell me something. What house are you? I don't know you.
I'm like way over there by Lane.
I don't know where Lane is.
Okay, don't yell at me.
You're accusing me of peeing on your yard, dude.
Well, it's just in
the
snow.
I'm in 189.
Okay.
Where is your road?
I'm 208. Like, I'm, you know, just down a little bit from you.
Well, I don't know who you are or where you are, so...
Well, can you just pee in your own yard from now on?
Well, it wasn't me, you fuck. It wasn't fucking me. I didn't do it.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't me. I'm telling you right now, I didn't do it.
Well, I got you on my Ring camera. Like,
Yeah? Well, then come and look at me. Take a look at my face.
I know what you look
tell
like.
Tell me that was me.
You look
really?
You look like an idiot. You look like the kind of idiot that would pee.
This is obviously a prank call. Good job. You pissed me off. You did what you had to do.
Well, you're pissing me off.
Well, you obviously clearly know I didn't do it.
No, you did too. Like, who else would do it? Like, who else would write your name?
Then show me the ring with my face on it.
I don't have to show you shit.
Well, then obviously it's not me, so you're clearly full of shit.
Well, you clearly have mental issues if you're going to come in other people's
yards.
Okay, so
you're on what, 208?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a picture of me doing it?
Yes, I do, but...
So take a look at me and tell me that that's me.
No, I don't want to. Like, stay away from my house.
Well, then, because you obviously know it's not me.
No, I'm pretty...
You don't know it. You know what? You don't know. Then call the cops and have them investigate it. Have them look at it. I invite you to do that. And then have them come here and have them show me that that's me on your ring. I have Ring, too, and I have Nest cameras all over the place.
I'm not going to call the cops
they're pretty clear.
In the snow.
Well, I'm going to call the cops now, and I'm going to call my lawyer, and I'm going to say you've accused me of something so ridiculous.
You're going to call your lawyer because you peed in my snow?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Because I'm going to get to the bottom of it. You're a 208? You're a 208?
Yeah, but like...
All right. I'll take it from here.
Oh, okay. So you're going to make a big deal out of this just because
you're... I am going to make a big fucking deal out of
it. You're upset because I caught you. You're upset
because
I caught you.
My ass. You're 208, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, maybe I just made up the address. You ever think of that?
Okay, well, maybe you're full of shit. How about you got no balls? Why don't you come to my house at 198... and confront me right now about the issue.
You think you have balls just because you can come over here and pee in my yard?
I didn't do it. You know goddamn well I didn't do it.
No, I know. I'm sure
right.
You did it.
I'm coming over right now.
You put your name and you put a heart around it.
I'm going to come there, and I want to talk to you face to face. And I want you to tell me to my face that I peed on your yard. I'll be right over. 208?
Well, maybe it's 208. Maybe it's 204. Who's to say?
Well, grow a pair of balls. Grow a pair of balls and tell me your address.
I'll come over
and we discuss this like gentlemen.
I don't want
you
some psycho.
Me on the phone that, I'm not a psycho.
Well, you,
I'm not a fucking
must
psycho.
Be a psycho.
You're accusing me of peeing on your yard, dude. You're the fucking psycho. You called me.
It's more like in the snow. It's not the yard. It's in the snow, but
whatever.
Still pretty fucked
whatever.
Up for you to do that.
You, Well, you seem to be pretty bullish that I'm the guy that did it.
I know you did. Who else would write Marco?
Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I didn't do it, but I'm coming to 208 right now.
You mean 206? 206.
I'm going to come to 208.
I meant 206.
You said 208, dude.
Yeah, I also said 204.
Nah, you said that two times because you're starting to be a pussy, and you can't handle the fucking reality of accusing somebody falsely and then not being able to own up to it, and I'm coming over.
You're the pussy of peeing in someone's yard and then, like, pretending you didn't do it.
All right, this is obviously a prank call. Don't call my number again.
All right,
I'm calling the cops. What's your last name?
I don't have to tell you.
You just told me it before.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you again. You,
all right,
you
well,
missed
I got
out.
Your caller ID on my phone, so good enough. That's all I need.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, asshole.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fuck off. You again.
Oh, no, this is Carol. I'm from 98.3 The Gerbil, you know, the radio station. And guess what?
Hey, lame-o. You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show.
Oh, he hung up.
But at least he's laughing and he's not going to go kick someone's ass that lives down the street from him. I was just clicking on random houses on Street View. I mean, maps, and then giving him whatever address came up. That was a close one. I almost got someone killed. I better stop doing calls now. You know, this is getting dangerous. I think it's a good time for me to stop and play some voicemails. So here it is. Thank you again, Sarah02, for this list back in 2016.
Hey, Brad. It's the Press Mashed Potatoes.
Hey.
I was just wanting to say thank you for calling my girlfriend's job about the magnet. Unfortunately, she worked the next day, so she didn't hear anything about it.
God
but
damn it.
It was pretty funny hearing her boss and Amanda freak out like that. Oh, yeah, and I was going to say, for one of the ending songs of the Snowplow Show, I don't know if you saw my suggestion on Facebook, but...
Probably not.
You should, if you want to. I know you're not my pet monkey or whatever you said last time.
Mm-hmm.
You should play the song, Shaniqua Don't Live Here No More by Lil T. All right, Brad.
All right.
I love you. Keep up the great work.
I don't know that one, but maybe I'll play it at the end of today's show.
Hi, Roy. It's Daniel with the Roy Coe Airlines. Fly into the beautiful Santa Fe, fucking New Mexico, fucking Municipal Airport on fucking Tuesday. I'm going to have some beer and listen to PLA Radio on American Airlines from San Jose all the way to Phoenix and all the way into... Santa Fe, New Mexico.
You're
thanks
crazy.
To free fucking T-Mobile Magenta.
You're
you know you can listen to your radio
person.
Show through Go-Go in-flight internet.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, Roy Jabal.
You can also just
play this
download it on a podcast app.
Take care, my
not
friend,
have to pay
and
for
keep
it.
On PLAing.
Thanks, you too.
Good morning, Roy. This is Ernie calling from California.
Hey, Ernie.
I was just wondering if you'd notice something. Every time you... prank call a pawn shop owner or other podcasts call pawn shops, I've noticed those guys get really angry. I think the pawn shop industry tends to attract a really rough bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And I've wondered if you've noticed that.
That makes sense.
So, bye. Fuck around with pussy.
Yeah, I don't call enough pawn shops, I don't think. Maybe I could call up pawn shops and tell them we're changing their number. I know I have called them, I just don't call them very often.
I have a snowplow for you. And I have a bunch of birthday cards for you.
A bunch of birthday cards?
And I sent you $50.
Oh,
so, I need to figure out how to send you the snowplow, how to send you the birthday cards, and whatever. Bye-bye.
Okay, you'll figure it out somehow. Maybe email me, show@snowplowshow.com.
Hey, Brad, it's Other Brad. I just listened to episode 608, probably about for the third time in a row. It is
third
one of your
time in a row
in a very long time. Because when you think about it, anybody who leaves their phone number on a Twitter is their Twitter reply is completely deranged.
Yeah,
they
they're just asking
just
for
fascinating
it.
To hear you speak to, especially the guy who actually thought you were Melania Trump. I'm really curious to know, and I wish you pressed it further. Why he needs a lawyer and to contact the State Department about a priest and two nuns in Slovenia.
Hell
and
if I know.
What the hell is up with trying to bring 14 nurses into the U.S.? Yeah. I don't know, man, but that was good. You should try and do that one again.
Yeah, I definitely will. I still have maybe a half of his list or a third of his list of those Twitter numbers, and it's pretty easy. I mean, I think what he probably did is just did a search for the phrase, my number is, on Twitter, and just looked at the latest posts. I could do that every day if I wanted to, probably. and get stuff that's more recent. So, yes, I definitely need to do that more often, and I'm sure I'll try and finish up his list again soon. That was a fun list.
Hey, Bradley, this is Jacob calling East of the Rockies again. I'm driving around listening to Snowplow Show episode 523.
Ooh, that's old.
The Sovereign HOA. And I have a quick question. During the show, you had said that you were looking on their site and they had information about their meetings and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't recall you ever saying what their, because you said it was up to date, what they had said about the Sovereign HOA stuff, because that was probably a really interesting meeting that night.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I would have loved to have been there
for us on that. That'd be amazing. Keep up the good work, brother. Cactus, cactus.
I think I updated on that one, and the update was that there is no update. They have like several different versions of their meeting minutes, and I think the ones that had the good stuff in them were locked down with a password, so I couldn't see anything. And the ones that weren't password protected were just kind of boring, you know, very general stuff. And maybe they locked it down more because of me, I don't know. But I never got to see those minutes. I should have kept the numbers of the people who were amused by me and asked them how it went.
Hey, Brad, this is Anthony. I'm calling all the way from New Bedford, Neil.
Oh,
and,
all the way?
I just wanted to say how grateful I am to know that I'm not the only one who's been berated by the First Lady mocking me by using Happy Gilmore references. It's very frustrating and something I go through on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Also, maybe if you get any more Scentsy numbers, you can call as Doug. So Scentsy Doug can make a triumphant return.
Yeah, I actually thought about that as I was editing the call later. I'm like, yeah, I should have said my name's Doug. Doug from Scentsy. It would have been perfect, but nope. Didn't think of it.
DJ Hopkins calling from Roy, New Mexico. I'm in my car, so I'm sorry if you can't hear me. I have a prank idea because I know how much you love those.
Turning the volume way up.
Laugh it off or tell us how you already did it. But some of us have not been listening for 10 years like a lot of your fans have. So mm-hmm. I apologize in advance. But I think it would be cool to see
Holy
you use
shit.
The alphabet.
Half
more.
Of your fucking voicemail is you explaining what you're about to do in the voicemail and how I should react to it.
Often, which I know there's only some times you can use it, but maybe you could dedicate an episode to calling up customer support numbers. And pretty much just spelling out, like, the name of the company you're with or your customer name. And then when they keep screwing up the spelling because the way you're spelling it out, have to, like, get escalated. And just see how much you can get the call escalated before you're, like, in trouble or something. I think that'd be cool. Cactus.
Drive customer service people insane with my phonetic alphabet. That sounds like fun.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin from Maryland. Just listening to the most recent episode, 608, Brad Gets Political. And I had an interesting idea.
I'm sure that
I
excited everyone to hear.
I know you hate getting ideas, so I'll try to keep it quick.
I know you hate getting ideas, so I'm going to do it.
Calling like people complaining about grocery store things and like giving them like a hyper-inflated version of what they want. So like if they're like, I'm imagining like someone calling and complaining like, oh, I got bad customer service, and then you call them up and you're like, oh yeah, we fired that guy. And he's gone.
This sounds like exactly what happened on a recent Dragonmere show. I think it was this past Friday in the Hijinks chat room. He did that exact same thing. Like, fired some lady. Said that she wouldn't be able to feed her 12 cancer children because they got her fired. Tried to make her feel bad. I can't remember how it went, but that's exactly what he did. I feel like you're just listening to Dragonmere and trying to make me feel bad for not doing awesome things like he does.
And, like, whatever. Blew up his car and we killed him, or like, you know, like getting increasingly crazy things of like what you did to this person because they had like a bad store complaint. And like,
there was the time that I fired Jihad, and then Jihad came back with a hand pistol and he shot me and I died or something like that. I can't remember exactly what happened, but that was kind of
way
fun.
Too far. So I don't know, I thought that might be an interesting idea. Give the people what they want, like way too much of what they want, and say all the horrible things you did to these people.
I can title the show, Be Careful What You Wish For.
They're bad customer service. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, why don't you just listen to Dragonmere, since you love Dragonmere so much, and what he does on his show.
Hey, Brad, you know what today is? Today is Friday, which means that you are a fuckface.
Oh, man.
Guess what? Motherfucker.
It's Sunday for me.
So
I missed Friday.
I love your show.
All right, bye. By the way, I'm getting the link to that Dragonmere show right now. I'm going to put it in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. You guys should definitely listen to it because there's this one in particular. I can't remember who exactly they were calling, but there was a husband and there was a wife, and the wife was like in the background just rah, 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 you know, trying to give her 2 cents. And the husband just laid into her. He starts screaming at her. He's like, I'm trying to talk to this guy on the phone. You're acting like you're a damn attorney or something. You know, shut up, woman. Which is pretty terrible, but oh my God, it was pretty funny. So I found that on his Mixler, mixler.com/Dragonmere, and I have put a link to it in the show notes if you want to listen to that. It might have not been the exact same thing you were saying. In fact, that may have even been Dwight's show last night. I listen to way too many prank shows. I get everything confused. Maybe that was Dwight last night doing that, not Dragonmere. But whatever, I'm linking to Dragonmere's show anyway, because about an hour into it, there was an incredible call of a guy yelling at his wife.
Hey, Roy, it's Jimmy from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
I got an idea for you when you do calls.
Great.
At the end of the call,
an idea.
When you act as a customer service representative, you should ask them to do a live customer survey and ask them the questions and then completely disregard their answers and give yourself a good survey. All right. Love you, Roy. Bye.
Okay. I will do your idea. Holy shit, I just found exactly where the lady is on Dragonmere's show. It's not a wife. It's the guy's daughter. So listen to this and then feel really bad for the daughter because this is terrible yet hilarious.
I worked in customer service
listen,
for 12 years
listen.
And this is ridiculous.
Because there's option three. And option three is he could get 3 more jackets with express shipping. And then he'll have the jackets while he waits for the other ones. And then when he gets
no,
the
sir,
other ones,
we're
he
not
can
doing
return.
That.
No, never no. mind, Cameron. Hold on a second. How much for express shipping cost?
No,
shut up!
You want me to order 3 more jackets?
I ain't paying for 3 more jackets.
He wants you to order 3 more.
No, what's for the 3 more jackets?
Yeah, 3 more
that
jackets. We'll give you 3 more jackets. We'll charge you again. We'll give you 3 jackets, and
no.
we'll get them
no,
overnight.
No, I don't want... No.
Shipping
no, no.
is... Let me... Hold on. Let me get the shipping. Let me get
no,
the shipping.
No, sir. He wants a fucking refund.
God damn it. Get off the fucking phone so I can hear. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to hear what he's saying. You're jamming like you're... fucking lawyer. Now shut up. Are you still there?
Yeah, of course I'm here, sir. I just really okay. feel like the most...
Holy shit. Can you believe that guy? And Dragomir was nice enough to kind of abort the prank soon after, in a way. I mean, he let the guy know that he wasn't really with the company, because I think he's a little bit concerned. But definitely go to the show notes and click on Dragomir's show and listen to that one. It happens right around an hour and 50 minutes.
Hey, wasted memory. Yo.
Yeah, wasted memory.
You know what makes me a rage, Brad? The cell phone cases that are, like, sticky, and, like, you try to get your phone out of your pocket, and it pulls your pocket inside out.
Oh, I hate that.
That makes me rage, and it's, oh, and then, like, you gotta,
you should keep your phone in your purse, and then it'll never happen again.
Like, put the
but, you know, then when you do that, it sticks to all of your wadded-up Kleenex, and your hard candies and stuff. Never mind, that's not a good idea.
All of their privacy, whatever, for your voicemail, and then... has no rings. You did it. You did it, Brad. You did
yeah,
it. Yay!
Yeah.
Hooray, Brad! All right,
well,
bye!
You know, wasn't me. It was a listener that told me how to do that very easy thing that I probably should have known how to do.
Mr. Carter.
Hey.
Jim Bob, the Impaler.
Hey.
Hey. Been a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here.
It's nice,
work,
honey.
Bored out of my damn skull. Listening to the Randy will put the pistol to you on the old YouTubes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
Okay.
It's been a minute since I called, so
yep.
I just wanted to call.
You already said that.
Hi.
You're repeating yourself, Jim Bob.
Later, man.
All right, bye.
Brad, you motherfucker. Minnesota Greg, you gotta keep yeah. saying motherfucker. Don't stop that. That's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Bye.
I actually ruined a few of the calls today. I'm sure I'm going to edit those out, but I tried saying that I was with the country club that the list was from, and you've been being a real motherfucker here at the country club. They would just hang up on me. I gave up on doing that. It's funny when it works, but usually
hey Brad,
it doesn't.
Hey, Brad,
hey.
I'll keep this quick. So, you know, when you always get those spam, everybody gets these spam calls every day.
Yeah.
And this guy actually left me a callback number, but he kept leaving like the same callback number over weeks and weeks. And it's just like a whole scam operation, and they won't tell me their website or anything. But anyway, it's like a shitty little wannabe scam op, and They gave me their actual
probably a
number,
real scam.
347-745.
Oh, hey. Don't give out numbers on the voicemail. Make me have to do extra editing and stuff. I don't need that. What the hell? Okay, whatever that is. Good job on leaving that voicemail. That's some good stuff.
Hey, this is Shitface.
Hey, Shitface.
I'm calling for Brad. I need him to repeat after me.
No, not doing
hey,
it.
You reached my number. Stop with the motherfuckery and leave a message. Repeat after
I'm
me.
I'm not
I'll
doing it.
Strip it and make a voicemail answer machine out of it.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, fine. I'll do it. Hi, you've reached my number. Please stop with the motherfuckery and leave a message. You know, the Patreon people, I think that's one of the perks for patrons. Maybe, at one of the levels anyway. I will make a personalized voicemail message for you. All you gotta do is ask. People do every once in a while. Not too often, but every once in a while.
Hey, Brad, it's Apollo. Oh my god, your Andrew Yang call is the funniest thing I've heard in a really long time.
Thanks.
That and the one with the lady with the Wendy's. I have no idea what Andrew Yang's voice sounds like,
yeah,
but
me either.
That was pretty fucking great.
Probably doesn't
and
sound like
you really
Carol.
Need to see if you can find more people wanting to do that. And, yeah, maybe keep using the voice changer. If nothing else, it throws people off.
Yeah.
You're a little more Yang Zhao Long than Andrew
I love
Yang,
the voice changer. It's
that's
great.
Dope. Have a good one, Brian.
Thanks.
Can't wait for the stickers.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, I decided not to send you stickers. You're not going to get any. Sorry, Apollo.
Hey, fuck you, Brad. I'm not telling you who I am or where I'm coming from, you fucking piece of shit.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I hope you guys are in the mood for voicemails, because you know what? I'm just going to play all of these. There's a ton of voicemails in here.
Oh, my gosh. This is my favorite Pokemon. Favorite prank call show.
See? And they're great voicemails, too.
Mr. Gersberms here.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Gersberms.
Yo, bro, I also forgot. You said the FBI raided your shit and took your computers. I remember that happening. Was it like 2 years ago? That is some bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Why, though? Like, I want to know more about that. Like, what? Why would the FBI raid you? Do they think you were doing something? What did you do wrong again?
I need to add the whole FBI thing to phonelosers.com/FAQ. That's the page where I answer questions that are asked all the time. I really need to add the FBI stuff in there with some links to where I've talked about it. But the reason was because I logged into the Safeway database, complainer database, to do a show with. Look up the grocery store prank calls and you'll hear what happened.
I think you explained something. But still, anyways, that's some bullshit. All right, bro.
Oh, and he left another voicemail before that. Do I have to play his other one now? This sucks. He left them both in a row.
Yo, bro, what up?
God damn you.
I was just curious, like, how do you spoof your phone number? I'm actually really curious in this, because I've been,
That question is answered on phonelosers.com/FAQ. I use a system called Asterix. It's called FreePBX. You can find out about it on freepbx.org. It's pretty easy. There's other ways that are explained on the FAQ page.
I've been calling for a while and shit. I use Skype, and, it's alright. It's not the best. Mm. And I use a VPN, so I was just wondering how you, do your business. I know you have, like, some type of, like, turntables or some shit with knobs.
Turntables?
I record
what?
Using, like, in-screen, like, what's it called? Screen recorders? Whatever, bro. Peace.
Oh, you're probably talking about my mixer or something. Yeah, I'm just recording straight onto the computer with Adobe Audition, which is all explained on phonelosers.com/FAQ. I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes right now, too.
Hey, Roy, it's DR. I need a better name for myself.
Yeah, it sucks.
Probably the annoying guy that just keeps calling you. Anyway, I was listening to your last show, one of your last shows. I don't remember which one it was.
Oh,
but
Jesus
you
Christ.
Said something about...
You're right. Half of the voicemails are yours. I'm going to delete the rest of these, okay?
Oh, one of your favorite podcasters has a bunch of people that like the... that have a fan base for their podcasts, and that you don't. Well, I want to get into podcasting, so I could make you one, if you're still down for that. Hit me up.
What did you say? Has a bunch of people that has a fan base? What?
One of your favorite podcasters has a bunch of people that like the... that have a fan base for their podcasts, and that you don't. Well, I want to get into podcasting.
I don't have a fan base for my podcast? What? I don't know. Yeah, if you want to make me a fan base, please do that. Here's a bunch of other voicemails from you. Delete. Here's one from the 7th. Delete. I mean, they're not all in a row. Here, I'll play this one at least. I'll play one more of yours.
Brad, it's BR again. I forgot to tell you. You should do... I left, like, another voicemail. You probably didn't listen to it. Probably the fuck that. I was going to tell you, you should do the camel toe prank again. That was funny as hell. I listened to a show earlier.
What?
And you told a lady she won the camel toe award.
Oh, the camel toe award.
Fucking do that shit again. I think that was in an episode in, like, 2014. You told the Planet Fitness lady that, like, she won the camel toe award.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I completely forgot I did that. But I sort of remember it now. That's back when I used to get customer info from Planet Fitness and the other gyms and stuff. I don't really get customer info anymore like I used to. But sometimes I get lists and stuff. I'll try to remember to do that next time I call gym people.
Hey, Roy. It's something else.
Hey.
That's what King Richard named me in the Discord. Anyway, oh, okay. I just wanted to call and say that I listened to the like Redial show, and you've come a long way.
Thanks.
I've been listening to you the entire time you've been doing stuff.
You know, my shows didn't totally suck back then. I think that was just a bad one. You know, occasionally there's a bad one. That was just one of them. I didn't really suck in 2013.
And I didn't realize you sucked at doing it just back in 2013. I feel like you've grown as an artist, so pat yourself on the back.
Well, thank you.
All right.
But really, there is funny stuff from back then, I swear. It doesn't all suck.
Hey, Brad, it's Fucker Pants. I was just calling to let you know that the phonetic alphabet has changed my life. And just to show you how, I'm going to spell you my name. Fucker Pants. It's F like effort, U like me, C like Q, K like knife, E like I, R like laughing, P like pterodactyl, A like R, N like enter, T like tsunami, and S like C. All right, love you. Shut the fuck up. Hang up
great.
The phone. Talk to you later. All bye. Right.
Did you say F like effort, though? That's a good one, because my Fs suck. I have F as in fjord and F as in 4chan. Why don't I have effort up there? Or even E as in effort. Either one of those is hilarious. I'm writing that down right now on a post-it, and hopefully I'll remember to change the list one of these days and put F as in effort in there. Thanks for that one. I could take out that stupid 4chan thing that's in there.
Hey, Brad. I'm sorry. I'm a piece of shit. It's Punk Queen again.
Yeah, you are.
I thought I'd call again. I got off.
So.
A quick question. I know you were making stickers, and I may buy some.
Yay!
I should get my paycheck. Anyway, I was asking a quick question. Could you possibly make PLA patches? That would be kind of cool, like up the bell or whatever else, or something.
Oh, like iron-on patches or something. I'd like to. Yeah, I assume that's not very hard to do. You can also do it yourself by going to phonelosers.com/logos, I think it is. There's full-size logos on there. You could just take it to some kiosk somewhere and ask them to do it.
Gets that or however it works. I'm not sure because I don't know how any of that works. But
yeah, I'd like to do my own, too.
Patches would be kind of cool. I'm just saying. Because I like to put them on a pair of my battle shorts or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
I got a jacket I'm selling now.
Battle shorts.
But yeah, again.
That's what I'm going to do.
This is Punk Queen, Sad Punk, whatever the fuck.
PLA patches.
Hey, Brad. I hope this works. This is Apollo. I've got one of these fancy Bluetooth bone-inductive headsets.
Sounds like crap.
And it says it has microphones built in. That way I can listen to stuff while I'm driving, because my car radio has been kind of...
Because what you have to do is cut open your throat with a knife and attach it to your clavicle or whatever. And it'll sound much better then. It'll really conduct those bones.
Weird.
I think.
But this may be a really dumb question, but how long do those stickers take to arrive? I've got a gig on the 10th, and I'd love
shit.
To have a Snowplow Show sticker on one of my keyboards.
On the 10th?
So.
We're not going to make it. You sent this voicemail on January 4th. It is now January 19th. Sorry about that. But they are in the mail. I sent them on Saturday. You should have them, you know, within a couple days at least.
Good question, probably, but... Keep doing dumb things. I was listening to an old show, and you did a bunch of echo, and it made my head vibrate, and that was really cool. So you should get a set of bone induction headphones. They're really fun.
Okay.
Right, bye, Brad.
I hope they sound better than you sound leaving that voicemail. That was pretty terrible. Is the microphone bone induction, too?
Yo, Brad, it's Dan from Poughkeepsie.
Hey,
Dan. I'd just like to call to tell you I love your show.
Thanks, Dan.
I want you to keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
I actually have an idea of what your next prank should be.
Oh, yay.
You should actually call the hotel guests and say that you're one of the guests so you can flush random things down the toilet. I'm pretty sure one of the managers will probably wind up getting up and want to go to one of the rooms that you say you're from.
Probably. That's what Dwight does all the time. He always flushes his sheets down the toilet while he's in a hotel room and the managers freak out. It's hilarious. All right, we're almost done with voicemails. There's like 8 left.
Brad.
7.
I'm leaving this message because your website told me to leave this message.
Okay.
And I found your website for watching a YouTube video.
I gotta take that message down.
And some dude invented YouTube, but to invent YouTube, they need the dude that invented the computers. And to invent the computers, he'd need the metal. And to get the metal came from Earth.
And to get the metal from the Earth.
Yeah, that's all part of the
You have to bake an apple pie.
So I don't think I had a choice in any of that. I think...
Yeah, okay,
you
enjoy your weed, bye.
Oh my God, please don't delete this. Okay, this is Natalia Sarai.
Hey,
mother
Natalia.
Mother of Eric A. North Carolina. Again, I know what I meant to ask, and I think I'm going crazy.
Probably.
So, I read your book a few years ago.
Minute and a half.
And I actually put it into like a voice to text to voice. And it was, I remember like this one part that I always laughed at. And I recently listened, quote unquote, to your book yesterday.
Yep.
Listened to the whole thing in 2 days. And the part that I remember laughing at from the first time wasn't in the second part. And I think I'm going crazy. Because I remember you said you were on the plane and you wrote this skit about
I think you are
McDonald's.
Too.
And it sounded kind of like the, that copy pasta, like, what the fuck did you say to me? It was kind of like that, but it was like, what the McFuck did you McFucking say to me, you McFucker? It was something like that.
What?
And I could have sworn it was in his book.
I think you're thinking of someone else's book.
Am I just thinking of the wrong person or the wrong print?
Or your text-to-speech thing malfunctioned and just started spitting gibberish at you?
Have you ever wrote any, like, argument in McDonald's speak while you were on the plane? Or did I just skip it? Did my voice to text
it? Was it like, let me speak to your McManager or something? That sounds like something that was once written in the old PLA zine. Let me speak to your McManager, you McLoser,
text
or something.
Voice to skip that part. Please assist. Thank you. Sorry, I know it's a little bit over 30 seconds. Have a great day, bye.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be that, but that was... Was that in the PLA book? I don't think that was in the PLA book, was it?
How do I breathe without you? I want to know.
All right, thanks for that voicemail. I'll just go ahead and stop playing that one.
Hi, Brad. This is Cake Bake Betty.
Hey, Betty.
Settle a bet with me and my boyfriend. I want to know how many individual people you think you've pranked over the years, ever since you started doing prank phone calls. My boyfriend thinks there's no way it's 1 million, and I think you may have hit 1 million by now. Can someone who's better at math help me? I'm a woman. I don't understand. Thank you.
Yeah, I have no idea how to even come up with a number of how many people I've pranked over the years. Because I started in the 80s, I got really crazy with it in the 90s, and it's just gotten worse and worse every year. Especially these past 5 years or so, thanks to you guys. And like, on today's show, how many people did I prank in today's show? Was it like 10 or 15 maybe? But of those 10 or 15, there's another 10 or 15 that I deleted. There was a lot that I deleted today because they were just completely not funny at all. Does that even count as a prank call? Because I tried to make it funny, it just wasn't. And every show that I release, there's probably half of them that I take out and don't ever play for you guys. I just delete them. So that could be a good way to figure it out. You know, I do 2 shows a week. I mean, 3 shows a week. Maybe 1.5 to 2 hours of pranks each week. Get a man for you to do some math and figure it out from that, I guess. Maybe. I really don't know. I have no idea what the answer is, but we should try and figure this out.
Hey, Bad Cat. Sorry, I'm spamming you twice in a day.
Yeah.
Real quick. I had an idea when you change people's number. Can you try, like, offering them, like, a gift card? Some, like, trivial, like, bullshit thing companies would offer people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
10% off at Target.
You're the expert.
So that'll make them happy.
Talk to you later.
And last voicemail.
Hey, guys. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Venus, Texas.
Hey, Chris.
I wanted to say I really like your show, and I really hope you guys keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Until I'm forced to stop.
All the time. They're really funny. Anyway, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Don't tell me what to do. Maybe I don't want to have a good day today. Ever think of that, Chris? All right, that's the last voicemail. I'm finally all caught up on the voicemails. They were kind of getting out of control. I'm glad to finally be caught up on those again. Thank you, everybody, for listening and leaving voicemails. If anyone knows where on my website I am telling people to leave voicemails, please let me know so I can take that down. We don't need that shit here, do we? Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, 6 Week Tenure, Jason B., The Stunning Kruger Effect, Shrink Man, and Another Prank Call Show. If you'd like to support the show, I would really appreciate it if you did that. By supporting for just $5 a month, you get an extra show every week. It's called The Hobo Sode. It's basically the same as this show, except there's not like an hour of voicemails at the end, and there's not a long intro, it's just pranks, basically. It's supposed to be just a couple of pranks, but I usually end up going on way too long every single time. It's worth $5 a month to get 4 of those shows every month. You can sign up by going to patreon.com/phonelosers, or there are other options to support the show at phonelosers.com/support. Thank you everybody that supports the show. Thank you everybody who sends in art and music and phone number lists and everything else for the show. You guys make this show awesome. Thank you. I'm going to play this song that a voicemail caller asked me to play. It's by Little T and One Track Mike. It's called Shaniqua Don't Live Here No More. I watched a little bit of the video just a minute ago, and it seems pretty hilarious. I will put a link to it in the show notes if you want to see the video. This appears to be a really old song, and it has an amazing video.
Hello? Nah, nah, she don't live here, man. I thought I told you. Yo, I think you need to step off. Moved into my apartment at the University. The only one who lives here is me, so why the phone ring all day long? I got no friends except Mike, and he's gone for the summer. And I just want some peace and quiet. Come to my room and it's a telephone riot. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Every time I take a step. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Hell no. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Hell no. A movie star with a flippable g***s. Does she take the train or driving the car? Work in the office or down at the bar? How the hell should I know? She could be albino for all I care.
Hello, is Shaniqua there?
Yeah, she is, but she can't talk now. She's busy milking our purple cow and talking to the Easter Bunny.
Man, you think you're funny.
Shut up, Beavis, I took you 6 times before. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Hell no. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Hell no. Check my machine on Friday. There were 22 messages. Man, I can't win at this. One said,
this year's for the kid living with Shaniqua. You want that trick? You can keep it.
Will this ever cease so I can get some sleep? Shaniqua moved out. Leave your message at the beep.
Yo, Shaniqua, I love you. Call me.
Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Hell no. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Hell no. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is Shaniqua there?
Whoa! Time out! Time out! Time out!